Parshas Shmini, Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Tes Zayin. V'eis Seir Hachatas, Dereish Darash, Moshe V'nei Seiraf, V'yiktav, Al Elazar V'alisamar B'nei Harayin, Hanoisarim, Leimar.
Marshi, the Chumash Tes is in a few minutes. You want to chazer with me?
Okay, Yaakov.
What does Rashi say, Al Elazar V'alisamar?
Rashi wants to know why Moshe Rabbeinu yelled at Elazar and his summer, not at Aaron.
It's not true. It's not what Rashi says.
That is what Rashi says.
It's not what Rashi says.
That is what Rashi says. You know, I can't learn with you.
That is not what... Look at the Rashi. Al Elazar v'Ali Samar. Rashi explains, because of the covet of Aaron, he only got angry at Al Elazar and Ali Samar.
There must be a different shot on the Rashi. I can't be wrong. You know, you're impossible.
Oh, what's going on over here? Sounds like you understood the Chumash very, very well. Both of you!
Both of us? Well, one of us is wrong.
No. All the lessons in this parsha just played itself out. One of you got angry, and Chazal tell us, even in regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, of course we can't understand Moshe Rabbeinu, but even in regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, the parsha of Pshat is, Kivan Shabalachlal Kas Balachlal Taz. And then the Pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mind to say he was wrong. I overhear a lot of anger over here. But I don't hear someone who is willing to admit that he was wrong. I think it's time for a little bit of a discussion about what Kas is, being that there are too many red faces in this room before the Chumash test. Listen to what happened to poor Zanvil, because I don't want that to happen to you.
Hello? I'm home.
You're home. You're home. But what did you bring home? Do you realize the Sudasham of Sekis is an hour, and I didn't cook anything yet?
Why not? Why didn't you cook anything yet?
Because I have nothing to cook with. The house is empty.
Excuses, excuses.
Did you bring anything from the grocery?
Did I bring anything? No.
I told you! I gave you a whole shopping list! I told you to go to the grocery! Why didn't you go?
I did! I went to the grocery, I took every single item on the list, and I put it in the shopping cart, and I stood online to the Erev Yom Kippur almost an hour!
So where's the stuff?
I didn't buy it!
Why?
Didn't have any money.
Zanvil, you are a schlamazel!
Yeah!
You are a schlamiel!
Yeah!
No!
You forgot one thing. Usually you always add that I'm a lo yitzlach. How come you didn't say that now?
Zanvo!
Oh, I know why. Because it's Erev Yom Kippur. So you left out one.
Why don't you just go to shul?
That's a good idea. I'll go to shul. She doesn't appreciate the fact that I went to the grocery and I tried to shop. The truth is, my wife is right. I am a schlamazel. I'm good for nothing. Look at everybody here in the shul. Everybody ate the Sudasim of Sekis. And I have nothing to eat and I'm too embarrassed to ask for help.
Excuse me, you're in my seat.
No, I'll just go to find my seat. And where's the seat that says Shlemazel Shlemiel LaYitzlach? Oh, here's a LaYitzlach row. There's Rav Manish. He's sitting all the way up front. Look at him in his beautiful talus. I could just imagine what he ate. What's he doing there? He's going around with a tabak pishka, and he's offering everyone some snuff from his tabak pishka. Maybe I should go over also and ask him. I see he sat down already, and he's saying his trilazaka. I'll just go over and slap him on the back. Hey, Rav Manishi, how you doing?
What? Who is this?
It's me, Zanvil, at the Leitzlach. Look, a shmek tabak, please.
Are you out of your mind?
A shtickle.
What chutzpah do you have to come over here? You, go away!
Everyone's screaming at me.
How dare you start up with Rav Manish?
Yeah, Rav Manish, the rich person in the shul. I guess I'm not even worth a shmek tabak. Well, here I am in my store, after Yom Kippur. I have a shoe store, but nobody buys shoes from me. I don't know why. I had such a good idea when I used these long nails over here instead of the short nails to put in taps. Moishi bought a pair of shoes. Hi, Moish. How's the shoes doing?
Very good, considering that when I put my foot in the shoe, ouch! I can't get it off!
This way you won't lose it. Oh, let me try this new idea over here. A sponge shoe. You get into the shoe, and you bounce up and down. Hey, Uncle, want to try my sponge shoe?
All right. Oh, it feels real good. This way, when I need a safer on the top shelf, I can bounce up and down.
You like it?
Yes.
He's bouncing out of the base of Medrash. Hey, everyone's coming.
You have a bounce shoe for me?
I also want to bounce.
Hey, I heard about the new style.
Oh, well.
Mr. Shoe Star, I heard you have a new, bouncing shoe to like, dancing, jumping, creature. You know what I'm talking about, Izay?
My wife is not going to believe this. Today, for the first time in my life, I actually made money.
Rav Manish, why do you look so sad?
It's been a couple of days now. All of my business dealings have taken a turn to the worse. I don't know. My stocks have fallen. My real estate has fallen. I have a whole boat of merchandise that sunk in the water. I don't know what's happening to me. And what's going on over there across the street?
Oh, Zanvil the shoemaker is expanding his shoe store.
He's what?
He looks doing very well lately. People are coming from far and wide, bouncing out of his shop. I feel so good. Until now, the only thing that bounced in this store were the checks that I gave.
Rev Manish, what's with you?
It's 6 months now. I've gone into total bankruptcy. I'm going to lose my house, my everything. And that Zanvil across the street keeps getting more and more rich.
Why don't you go to the Heilige Berditcheva and tell him what happened?
All right. So, Holy Rebbe, until now whatever I touched turned into gold. And now suddenly this year, right after Yom Kippur, whatever I touch turns into dust. And to add insult to injury, the poorest man of the town, the biggest Lamazel, oh, you know one of your Lashon Hara? Well, someone who wasn't doing very well till now, it's not Lashon Hara, all of a sudden this business is bouncing up.
Tell me, Rav Manish, you are losing your money, and simultaneously somebody else is becoming rich. Did you have anything to do with this man?
Me with that man? Never! I would never have anything to do with him! Why, Yom Kippur not even came to ask me for a Shmek Tabak?
And what did you say?
I said, how do you?
So, that poor man probably had nothing to eat, came to shul, and all he wanted was a Shmek Tabak, and you got angry at him and embarrassed him in front of the whole shul? So you did have something to do with him. I'm afraid because he didn't answer you back. So Min HaShemayim, it has been decreed that your money goes over to him.
Rebbe, is there anything I could do?
You have to find a way to correct this, to do tshuva, to ask him mechila.
You know, as I'm walking out of the Rebbe's house over here, I have an idea. It should work. The Rebbe said because I yelled at him and I got angry and he didn't answer back, I lost my money to him. What I ought to do is to get Zanvil to yell at me and I won't answer back. This way he'll lose his money to me and I know exactly when. Tomorrow night, Zanvil is marrying off his daughter. Until now, when he married off a daughter, they used plastic tablecloths. And they emptied out a barn to make the suitor there. But now he's marrying off his daughter in grand style. He's going to be very proud. But I will go over to him in the middle of the chuppah and ask him for a shmek tabak. Of course he's going to yell at me, and I'll get my money back. What a great plan! Here I am, standing amongst the guests. All the dignitaries in town are here.
This beautiful wall. I used to make chasanis over here. I'm so jealous. There is Zanvil coming up to the chuppah. His proudest moment. He'll never be able to hold himself back from yelling at me. I'll push myself through the crowd. I'll wait for the beginning of the chuppah, and now. Stop, stop, stop!
What's the matter? What's this? What's the cachet?
Zanvil! Zanvil, Mr. Shoemaker! Zanvil!
Oh, Reb Manish, how are you?
Zanvil! Give me a shmek tabak. Remember when you asked me for a shmek tabak, Zanvil Shlomazel Shlomiel? A shmek tabak!
Chutzpah, catch how you talk to him! Throw him out!
Well, what do you say, Zanvil? A shmek tabak?
Of course, sure, here. Help yourself.
No! No! What did you do to me?
What did I do to you? You don't want the tabak? Don't take it?
No!
You do want to take it?
No!
You want the whole pushka? Well, what's the problem?
You're not supposed to do that!
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to yell and scream at me and embarrass me like I did to you!
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Oh, no!
Hold it! What's the problem here?
The producer told me that you got all my money because I embarrassed you, and I got angry in front of everyone and you didn't answer me back!
Really? You get angry?
Yes, sometimes I get angry!
Oh, sorry. That's what the Berditcheva said? Hold the chuppah for a minute. I want to go over with you to the Berditcheva. Holy Rebbe, is this true? That Manasseh lost all of his money because he got angry at me?
Yes. If someone embarrasses someone or gets angry at someone and the other person doesn't answer back, he loses much to the victim, both in Ruchnius and Gashmius.
Rebbe, I don't want someone else's money. I don't want someone else to be punished because of me. Well, what could I do?
What you can do? If you want, you can take half of what you have and give it to Reb Manish and be Michael him.
Why would he do that for me? Why? I wouldn't do that for anyone. Why?
But I would. Reb Manish, here is half of the money.
You know something? If anyone's the Shlemiel around here, it's me.
Not anymore, Reb Manish. From now on, B'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we're both not going to answer back when people hurt us. And we won't hurt anyone else. So we'll both be rich. Come, let's run back to the hall. I heard they have to make the roof a little higher because by the chasana, everyone is bouncing real high. You see, they all bought my shoes.